must acknowledge that God is the covenant-keeping God who will accomplish, who will, not maybe, not kinda, not halfway, but that God is the covenant-keeping God who will accomplish His will and purpose through us, even as He's been faithful to accomplish it to our fathers who walk before us. He will prosecute His purpose. His plans will not be frustrated. He's not wringing His hands saying, "Oh my, Barack Obama's derailed us." No, God is the governor of the nations, and He will bring His purpose to pass. I love what R.C. Sproul Jr. wrote a few months ago in terms of the context of the God of our fathers. He said, "The source of hope for the contemporary church is the same as it was among the Puritans, the same as it was during the time of the Reformation, the same as it was during the life of Augustine, the same as it was in the first century after the ascension of Christ. It is the same source that encouraged Ezra and Nehemiah, that gave faith to David, that empowered Joshua, that drove Abraham toward a land God would show him."